Our plans basically now are to partner up with Creative District Improvement Company, who have a number of key players who are interested in renting the space once we build it. We would intend basically to start construction, subject to development finance being in place, probably by the first quarter of next year, so the first quarter 21. What you've got is 12 acres of industrial kind of wasteland. You've got the longest listed engine sheds in Britain. Those engine sheds have been, you know, they're basically decaying and have been unused for quite a few decades. And essentially, our plan basically is to take the centre roof off the three buildings and create a street in that thing. And that will basically comprise of accommodation, so flats, 302 flats, and then 80,000 square foot of commercial space. And we think that space will be used by companies that are involved within the film creation, creative and animation-based industry. We've had interest from several pretty major companies: Amazon Prime, HBO, Disney, Netflix. So some of the biggest kind of production companies in the world have expressed interest in taking space there. We saw a report basically which stated that Britain needed another 3.5 million square feet of film studio space in order to cope with the growth in demand for that space. Britain's one of the eminent kind of producers of content in the world, and it's, you know, our talent and the skilled workforce that live in England basically make it such an attractive place to make films. So, it's a really exciting venture for us. You'd look at it putting £100 million into the town every single year. It would create 2,000 direct jobs, and then it would create, you know, several thousand indirect jobs off that. And why Ashford? Well, if you look at it, you've got a train link which takes you to London in 37 minutes. You also have got one of the fastest fibre optic cables that runs along HS1. You also have got one of the biggest uninterrupted power supplies in the area because of its location next to HS1. And then finally, you've got, I think, a decent supply chain and workforce that could be trained to work within the industry. At the moment, most people work within the film industry live in Surrey, live in southwest London, and they're extremely expensive places to live. So we think what we could create here is a more cost-effective but incredibly attractive place for people to base themselves to work within the film industry. Because if you look at what Ashford's got, it's got beautiful countryside, it's got great schools, it's got its own hospital, it's got MacArthur Glen, it's got so many things that you can do within the area. So I think that it is a very attractive place, I think, for people to want to live and work and play in.